The Professional Footballers Association has endorsed the Uluru Statement from the Heart and called for all the recommendations relating to voice, treaty and truth to be implemented. PFA is a collective voice of professional footballers around Australia, including the Matildas, Socceroos and the men's and women's A-League players. Rob Osborne has this story.
The Professional Footballers Association is responsible for negotiating industrial relations matters affecting players and looks after their general health and well-being. Kate Gill is an ex-Matildas striker and is now co-chief executive of the PFA. I asked her first why the association has taken this public stance on the Uluru Statement from the Heart.
So we're a really socially conscious organisation and we're driven by our members. So we take direction from them. And our members are really engaged not only in improving their environment as professional players, but also being an important pillar of the community and playing their role in improving community outcomes. So the players came to us and said the endorsement of the Uluru Statement from the Heart was something that they believed in and wanted to play a part in endorsing that statement. So we obviously provided the platform for them to do so.
We usually associate Indigenous players with the other football codes, AFL and rugby. Why has the Professional Footballers Association taken this particular interest in Indigenous issues?
Australian football has a rich history of its Indigenous contribution from the likes of Charlie Perkins, Harry Williams, John Moriarty, present Matildas such as Lydia Williams and Kaya Simon. So we have had a strong connection with our Indigenous First Nations people through the game. And because football is a global sport and there's a lot of connection to that and a lot of First Nations communities participate in the sport, we feel that there's a direct synergy. And that's why, as the PFA, we thought it was really important to support the Uluru Statement from the Heart.
From the Heart is a campaign for an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice to Parliament that is enshrined in the Constitution. I asked From the Heart Director, Quandamooka man Dean Parkin, for his reaction to the PFA endorsement.
Absolutely fantastic. And yet a further demonstration of the breadth of the support for the Uluru Statement from the Heart and the call for a referendum on a voice to Parliament. This is the only issue in Australia at this moment that can generate support from sporting associations, unions, business, across the political spectrum, and Australians from all walks of life. Australians see it as the fair thing to do. They see it as an opportunity for real practical change and really importantly right now as a unifying moment to bring the country together.
Are you receiving other significant endorsements and support for the campaign?
We're seeing endorsements happening on a day-to-day basis. For example, the Inner West Council in Sydney has just given very strong support to the Uluru Statement from the Heart. We're seeing businesses get behind on a regular basis. The interesting thing about this support, though, it's not just about making a public statement of support. Organisations and companies are looking for ways to really make a practical change to the campaign, to really get in behind, to educate their staff, to really make sure that their people understand what's being proposed in this referendum on a voice to Parliament. And so that's really encouraging to see organisations taking that next step to really start getting on board.
Could you give us an update on where we are now with the co-design of the voice to Parliament?
So Minister Wyatt undertook a process over about 2 years to co-design the voice. Just before Christmas last year, he received the final report from committees led by Professor Marcia Langton and Professor Tom Kelmer. And the really interesting thing that came from that report is that the feedback from the submissions process, more than 3,000 submissions to the government's process, and 88% of those submissions said that the most important thing about the voice is that it must have a constitutional guarantee. That's hugely encouraging. That shows that Australians are very much getting behind this idea and want to have their say in a referendum. And it's very much our goal that that referendum can happen in the next term of Parliament.
Will you be playing an active role in the forthcoming federal election?
We've played an active role over the last few years in just educating people about what's being proposed. We're very encouraged to see that there is still bipartisan commitment to Indigenous constitutional recognition. Both Labor and the Coalition have existing commitments to a referendum on Indigenous constitutional recognition. Labor has also made a commitment that that referendum should be on a voice. And now we see that the coalition have gone a fair way to design that voice. So the pieces are coming together. And we think that with some more work and with the support of more organisations and individuals, we will absolutely get that commitment to a referendum in the next term.
Quandamucca man Dean Parkin, director of the From the Heart campaign, ending that report from Rob Osborne.